Chapter 9, Finding Your Life in His. From the beginning, God meant for us to be a comfort, a blessing, a reward, a friend, an encouragement, and a right-hand woman. Memories that matter. I watched a movie one time called Dad. It told the story of an old couple in their final years. The wife treated her husband as inept, controlling him and always jumping to supply his every need with a patronizing air. She wouldn't even let him pour the milk on his own cereal. He seemed to be senile, living in a hazy world. The grown son came home to help the old parents in their last days. The old lady had spent her life controlling and taking care of her Mr. Nice Steady husband. But while the old woman was in the hospital with an ailment, the old man, at the encouragement of his middle-aged son, started going places and doing fun things. Suddenly, Grandfather seemed years younger. It was like the calendar had turned back 50 years. He was happy now. When Grandma got out of the hospital, she came home to a changed man. With great enthusiasm, he talked of friends and family that actually never existed. He spoke of the dairy farm and their life on it. He spoke of their 4 children, but they had only had 2. He spoke with longing of his much-loved, gentle, and obedient wife, quite different from the reality he'd experienced over their many years together. His wife was terribly shaken because she knew there never had been a dairy farm, nor were there more than 2 children. She knew the woman he remembered so fondly was not her. A psychologist was called in to try to explain what was happening to the old man's mind. The doctor explained to the family that for 50 years, Grandfather had worked faithfully at the same factory, doing the same old job with his hands. But while his hands worked, his mind was dreaming of the life he really wanted. It was a life of sunshine and hard work on a dairy farm with his large family of children helping him. As Grandfather's mind aged, the pleasant make-believe world he had lived out in his imagination became more real to him than the caged life he had actually lived. Because of his wife's controlling hand and his desire to do his duty and please her, he had failed to live his dreams. She had weakened him with her control and criticism until he created an imaginary world of hope and fulfillment. This simple story illustrated so well the sad reality of many families.